If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Morning Magic on Magic 106.7 with Sue and Kendra. So we've been talking now for a couple days about how Sue, she's terrified of the Tobin Bridge and desperate to find a new route into work. So we're going to try to ease her fear. We found the head of the Mass DOT. We've got Jonathan Gulliver on the phone with us now. He's the highway administrator at Mass DOT. We're going to talk to him about the Tobin Bridge and maybe you can ease her fear, Jonathan, of the bridge. Tell us a little more about it. And I don't know, we've got some renovation ideas. We'll by you. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy to. I mean, this is one of the biggest bridges in the United States of this kind, and it's definitely the biggest bridge in the Northeast. So we pay a lot of attention to this one, and it is safe. We inspect this on a regular basis, but it is old. So if you're driving over it, you know that we've put a lot of work into it in recent years, and we still have a lot of work ongoing. So
yeah,
we know it frustrates people, but it's a bridge that we really do pay a lot of attention to make sure it stays safe.
Oh, Jonathan, that's so good to hear. That makes me feel a lot better. I have a question, though. Why is it two decks, like the upper and lower deck, versus like just a flat bridge? Is it harder to maintain it that way? I feel like it's almost like two separate bridges.
Yeah, I it's hard to say exactly why they built it that way. It is 75 years old, so we don't have a lot of people that were around when it was first opened up to go back to. But it, usually when they do a double-decker bridge like that, it's really to just reduce the size of it. You know, the smaller your bridge in total, and I know that's kind of ironic about a bridge that's this big, but yeah, the smaller your footprint, the cheaper it is to build. So I'm thinking they probably decided to make it a double-decker like that just as a way of making it a little bit easier to build.
Why is it so high? Is it just for, I know that there's boats that go underneath, but it is really high up there.
It is. It's 135 feet from down to the water there. So it's very high bridge. It's because that's an active shipping channel. So the main span, it's about 800 feet wide. There are a lot of big ships that go through there. These are, you may have seen in the news recently, because NTSB is looking for us to do some studies that we're going to do. But you still get the occasional LNG tanker to go through there. You get some big car shipments. And these big cargo boats, they need that extra space. And this was a very active shipping channel, certainly way back, 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And they made it that high to accommodate those big boats.
The lanes kind of scare me. I always feel like the lanes are a little bit narrow, and maybe that's something you guys are working on. But I feel like, especially when you're going southbound over the bridge, because there's three lanes, then there's two lanes, and then the bus lane appears. And so many people don't pay attention to that. It's supposed to just be buses. So people, it's a little bit of mayhem. Is that going to stay that way?
So we're doing a project right now that you probably drive by it every day. There's some barrels out for it, and we do a lot of projects on the Tobin. But you've probably driven by it. Part of that is doing some structural repairs, and there are some areas where you're going to have some lanes maybe widen out a little bit that are a little bit narrower than we like them. But one of the things that we have to deal with here in Massachusetts is that we have this really old infrastructure, and the size is the size. It was built 75 years ago. It's really hard to widen a bridge.
Yeah.
So your lanes are going to be a little bit narrow through the Tobin and some of our other bridges as well, and tunnels. Some of those older tunnels, they were not built for the size vehicles that we have today. And as a result, they're a little bit more narrow than I think people want them to be with their modern cars.
Yeah. Do you know how many people go over the Tobin Bridge on a daily or weekly basis? I don't know if you even know that number, but
yep, 80,000. It's one of the busiest bridges one of the busiest bridges in Massachusetts. But for that size, one of the busiest.
Wait,
ones
per
in
day, 80,000?
Well. Per day. Yep.
Oh my gosh!
Wow. Okay, last two questions for you, and don't try not to laugh out loud completely.
Oh God!
What would the odds be of a potential making the Tobin Bridge just one flat bridge where you'd have like the inbound and outbound next to each other instead of a double decker? And is it possible at some point ever to heighten the bridges on Storrow Drive so that none of the trucks Storrow anymore?
Oh, the over ramps.
The yes. over ramps, yeah.
Well, let me do one at a time. So on the Tobin, there's a lot of possibilities. We're doing a planning study right now for the future of it because, again, it's old. It's 75 years old. We know we have to start looking in the next 15, 20 years of doing something there. So our planning study, they're looking at everything. Nothing's off the table right now. They're looking at a wider bridge, a bigger bridge, a taller one, tunnel even. You know, there's all sorts of things that they're looking at.
Oh, a tunnel. Could we go underground there?
It's possible. I don't want to count anything out, but, all of these cost a lot of money, so yeah. I think it's really hard to say what we're going to end up with. But they're taking a lot of public feedback on it right now.
And what about Storrow Drive?
So Storrow Drive, as I like to tell people, we put as many warnings as you can. And you know, it's one of those things. If you drive it every day, you probably miss this. But there's big warning signs that would if you're a truck is going to hit you pretty much right in the windshield.
Yeah.
There's bells. There's lights. There's blinking lights. Everything.
And yet
and somehow these guys still make them on there onto that roadway. So
is there a potential to maybe make the height lift the height a little bit on them?
I don't think so. I mean, we've done some work to make the bridges a little bit easier to get under in some areas, but it is a parkway, so it's not meant for that general truck traffic. So ultimately we want to keep those big trucks on the highway. We don't want them to get them onto the parkway at all. So we're our goal is really to redirect them, not really accommodate them.
Okay. Got it. Well, that makes sense. All right. Well, wow. Okay, you've made me feel better.
Yes. I love that there's potential.
Yes.
There's potential, and we appreciate your patience with our silly questions here on the morning show.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Happy to answer them anytime. I got plenty of answers on this stuff.
Thank you to Jonathan Gulliver, the Highway Administrator at MassDOT, about the Tobin Bridge, about Storrow Drive, setting us straight. We really appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.